This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talk mergers and acquisitions on this program all the time. Company A buying Company B for so many millions or billions of dollars, yada, yada, yada. But in the grand scheme of things, corporate goings-on are really chump change. Let's talk real M&A here, shall we? Like, if we bought Canada. In her new book, Merger of the Century, Diane Francis says that's not a bad idea at all. Diane, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to go straight to the subtitle of your book, Why Canada and America Should Become One Country. Why, then, should we?
Well, it's a very provocative title. I want to explain that I'm a dual citizen and a business writer, and I've lived and worked and voted and paid taxes in both countries, still do. And I think they're both terrific countries. And it, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer going forward for a lot of reasons why these two countries should become more integrated than they are.
You make the analogy somewhat of the European Union, that, you know, they figured it out over there, and maybe we need to somehow, if not a full merger, then at least some kind of economic coherence, huh?
Yes. Well, the two countries signed a free trade deal 26 years ago. Mexico joined a few years after that.
NAFTA, which we are still trying to figure out, right? I mean,
Exactly. And I think that became a major distraction and a problem for the United States. That border is more trouble than the Canada-U.S. border. Mm. And I would submit that if that hadn't happened, we would have had an open border, a customs union, free flow of workers and capital, and maybe even a monetary union between the two countries by now.
Let's be analytical about this for a second. Let's sit down like good Wall Street bankers or merger and acquisitions attorneys and suss out some relative value here. The Canadians bring to the table what specifically?
Well, I actually did that. I worked with an investment banker. I did a thought experiment. I looked at several different models of coupling these countries up. And I said, let's pretend they're companies. So you've got Canada with a small company, but a lot of undeveloped assets. Mm-hmm. You've got the United States, a big company. And it roughly, now the totally hypothetical.
Of course.
We assigned a dollar to it. And it looked as though the Canadians in the resource known resources, not the undiscovered, the stuff that's known now, and their extra amount of water and so on, mm-hmm. would entitle them to a value of $17 trillion.
Okay, one is hypothetical, but two, is that what we pay the Canadians to take them over, $17 trillion?
We worked out a number. We said there'd be some kind of crazy number. And what would happen if you actually coupled up like this is that Canadians would have to be paid in kind or in cash, some or all of it. Now, when you think that's a crazy figure, and
yes,
it would
I
be
do.
The partnership, by the way, that would pay out. It would be that Canadians paying themselves out, too. As you look, I looked at the German reunification and the German, West Germans, signed up for an amount to turn around and merge with East Germany that was greater than their GDP. So this is in line with what the Germans did over 20 years.
Yeah. Do you think it's feasible, actually, just to get away from the hypothetical? I mean, you know, 50 years ago, I don't know how many people on the European continent actually thought that the European Union would be a possibility. But could you see in 50 years some kind of North American monetary union?
Absolutely. I think it's going to happen faster than that. And I also believe that people have the wrong idea about the European Union. I think it's a miracle what's happened in Europe. You know, you've got people that have been slaughtering each other till 46 and beyond who are now have no borders between their countries. Now, they've kept their healthcare systems intact, their tax systems and so on. Europe is a very pleasant place to live, let's face it. And, you know, I think it's a miracle what they've done, and not to mention the fact that they've been the midwife to help the satellite nations from after the Soviet Union fall apart come into the developed world successfully. So, you know, I think that is definitely the model. West African countries have a monetary union and no borders. Caribbean countries do. And the fact that the U.S. and Canada doesn't is just head-scratching.
Diane Francis, her book is called Merger of the Century. Diane, thanks very much.
Thank you.